Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. I have two wonderful guests today, so I know we're going to have a lot of useful information coming up. Speaking of information, heads up, the blog this week was part five of The Care and Feeding of Your Brain. This one was about supplements, and I think there's some things in there that, boy, if there's ever a case of prevention being better than the cure, it's with dementia and Alzheimer's, because every time they say they've got a breakthrough with a magic bullet drug, it never pans out, because what affects the brain is so complicated, and everything we're doing affects it one way or the other. We have about 6 weeks left in 2020, and I'm just a little bit afraid that it might be like, if you remember Y2K, this might be the reverse of that. Everybody was kind of had their panties in a twist because we thought something terrible was going to happen with all the computers when midnight struck on 1999 and we were going to 2000, and that maybe they hadn't been set up for that. Well, that turned out to be a nothing burger. But here we are, all just saying 2020, you know, we have not been a fan. Too many things went wrong, and waiting for 2021. But what happens at midnight when the ball drops? Nothing really will have changed. We'll still have to be very careful. We'll still have to keep our immune systems up. And I don't think it's going to be magic transition. So don't be holding out hope that a vaccine is going to change everything immediately. As you know, when we have folks like Bill Sardi on, they will caution us about putting too much hope in that direction at any time, but it won't be soon anyway. So but one little ray of hope, when I mentioned, I think maybe last week or the week before, that Bill and I had gotten tested for COVID in preparation for a family gathering. We ask everybody to be tested because it just seemed like the smart thing to do, to not bring Bill an 80th birthday present of a disease. And it was an easy process and didn't cost anything, but probably the best part of it was when the doctor came in afterwards, and I don't think I mentioned this, to give us our results. I sheepishly asked him about vitamin D, expecting, you know, eye rolls. He said, oh, absolutely, and C and zinc. I tell everybody whether they're positive or not. So maybe there is some hope for mainstream medicine. If people keep mentioning it, eventually they'll have to pay attention, and I hope you will enjoy today's show. I know I'm tickled to have in the studio Tracy Herbert. More about that when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us for 2 minutes of commercials.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
I'm delighted that Tracy Herbert came into the studio today because I always like seeing her. She's been on the program before about the first of her books, Diabetes Tragedy to Triumph, Lessons from 40 Years of Beating the Odds. She has a new one that I'm looking forward to talking with her about. It's called Ride for Hope, One Woman's 3,527-mile solo bicycle ride that inspired the nation. Yeah, you heard that right. We'll find out about that soon. But because so much of her life is about her mission to educate people about diabetes, it's a happy coincidence, kind of, that she happens to be here on World Diabetes Day. And thank you for coming in, Tracy.
Oh, thank you, Marty. It's great to be here.
Well, I know the listeners are dying to hear how, and for that matter, why you did a 3,000-plus-mile bike ride across the country. But first, they really should understand your health history, and because that makes it all the more remarkable. At what age were you diagnosed with diabetes?
I was 17 years old. And what the problem was, I knew I had something wrong with me. We waited weeks and weeks. I kept going to the doctor. I had every classic symptom of diabetes. But back then they thought, well, it's only in your family. If you don't have a family history, you can't have it. And I was lying in a hospital bed in ICU fighting for my life. And the doctor walks in and he says, yes, you have diabetes. But then he went on to say, you're going to be dead in 20 years. You're going to die with horrible complications. You're going to go blind. You'll have your legs amputated, and you'll be on dialysis. Then he said, you're never going to be able to have any children, and, oh, you're going to have to take shots several times a day for the rest of your life because there's not a cure. And he turned around and walked away. I was 17. No hope. They even told my parents, don't waste your money sending her to college because she's not going to have a good life. Luckily, my parents didn't listen to that. And when I got out of the hospital like 2 weeks later, I started researching and learning everything I could about diabetes because I wanted to show the doctors, number one, they were wrong, but also—
Yeah, basically, up yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, everybody's like, well, the doctors were so wrong to do that, but that was the best thing that happened to me because I started realizing I'm going to learn everything I can and I'm going to start doing it on my own with or without your help. I mean, I'm going to be on insulin the rest of my life, obviously, and I knew that then, so I wasn't in denial, but I kept thinking, what can I do? But then a few weeks later, my friends and I went to a movie. We went and saw Animal House. That's how old I am now. But, you know, all the friends, you know, my friends were getting popcorn and candy and stuff like that. Well, back then, people with diabetes, you could not eat anything like that. So I just went to the concession stand clerk to ask for a small cup so I could get a drink of water out of the fountain. And she said no. And I said, I'll be happy to pay for it. And this was way before diet soft drinks, way before a bottle of water. And she said no. And I just ran out screaming and crying, why me? I was so upset. And I got home and I thought, Tracy, you have two choices. You can be better or you can be bitter. What are you going to choose? So I said, at 17 years old, I'm going to be better. And every day, now 43 years later, I still do everything I can to be better and not bitter. And I still research and listen to shows just like yours. Marty, you have saved my life. Everything you've done over the last probably 19 years I've been listening to your show, I've taken as a grain and think, I need to do this, I need to do that. So for everybody out there that's listening, I know they feel the same way about you. Thank you so much for everything you do. And so back to my bicycle ride. Every decade, I did something big to celebrate because, again, I chose to be better, not bitter. And as my 40th anniversary approached, I thought, you know what, Tracy, you need to do something pretty big because no complications, and I have two healthy kids, and I'm a grandma. And I thought, what am I going to do? And I said, let's go across the country on your bicycle. And that's what I did.
Totally amazing. And you gave me goosebumps talking about the show has made a difference, because that's the only reason that I do it, is to help people so that they can take charge of their health and not be dependent on a system that is unfortunately totally dependent on pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. And since insulin is not a high dollar drug, there's very little interest in the pharmaceutical industry in helping you with your diet and your exercise and any lifestyle things that might make you better. So it was also probably, I imagine it still is, more unlikely that you would be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 17. Isn't that usually something that much younger children get the diagnosis?
It's about 8 to 12 years old. 12 years old is considered older. But it's amazing how many people about my age that have been diagnosed at 17. It's crazy. But now we're seeing women, men in their 60s, 70s being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So it's really interesting to me to find out why, because so many of these people over the age of 20, they're being told you have type 2 diabetes, which is totally different. And then they nearly die because they're not on insulin instantly. They're on all the other pharmaceutical drugs that you take for type 2 diabetes. And more and more, it's becoming type 2 diabetes. Obviously, 95% of the people with diabetes has type 2, which is often lifestyle related, most likely. And then type 1 is a very small group of us. And that's why people are so confused, because people look at me and they say, why do you have diabetes? You're healthy. You eat healthy. You exercise. Well, it's a totally different opportunity there, because I got the flu and the flu attacked my pancreas. That's what happened to my situation. But it's really interesting because they didn't believe me back in the 70s because nobody in my family had ever had it. I never knew anybody that had it except one person, and that was Mary Tyler Moore. And Mary Tyler Moore was such an impact in my life. She was like a best friend to me because I kept saying, if she can do it, I can do it. And that's kind of what the mission of my bike ride across the country was. Of course, it was to celebrate. Okay, I'm living 40 years at that time that, you know, I'm done really well with my diabetes. Am I perfect? Of course not, but nobody is. But what the second or third day, I got a text message or an email or whatever from a lady who was following the ride, and she said her six-year-old daughter had given up hope on life. 6 years old, because she had lived with diabetes for 2 years. And so they went out and bought a map of the United States, and she cut out a bicycle and a picture of my head, and she tracked my ride all across the country. And I thought, it's not about me. Then it became, what can I do to help other people say, no matter what you're going through, no matter, you can take control of your health and you can be better, not bitter. And that's what the mission of that bicycle ride was all about.
That phrase, better, not bitter, could apply to any kind of diagnosis. So I love that. That's very smart. And I know you inspired so many people, and your book, which is Ride for Hope, did give hope to an awful lot of people. And it's day by day. What do you think the main thing that you learned from doing this was?
Oh, I struggled with so many challenges along the way, with going to record heat on the West Coast, to record winds, but a headwind and not a tailwind in the middle part of the country, and then record cold, rainy weather on the East Coast. And I kept thinking, what do I need to learn? What am I trying to figure out about myself? Because I wanted to grow in my own walk and realize, okay, Tracy, you know, at that time I was 57, what can you take away from your life experience? And I spent so much time just doing self-evaluation and, okay, what's my next step in life? And that's when I started thinking, I've got to start providing hope for people. Because I tell people all the time, it's not just people with diabetes. Everybody's going through something. And I left, we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And when we left Fort Worth, I said, okay, if I can just inspire one person, this ride is worth it. But I was very cynical when I left, thinking, oh, the world's horrible. Because that's what I kept hearing, is everybody's bad. I would meet people every step along, I mean, every way, every time. People would stop and give me water. Or they'd roll down their window and say, you've got this, keep going. Complete strangers buying me food, stopping by and just saying, what do you need? What can I help you with? And I thought, you know what? We live in a really good world. And I thought, quit listening to the negativity of so many people. And so I really started thinking.
Amen to that.
I didn't listen to any music. I didn't listen to any books on tape. I was just in complete silence. And Nevada was a really challenging, very challenging state for me because it was so lonely. And it was just one thing after another. And I kept thinking, I never thought about quitting, but I kept thinking, can I do this? Can I do this? And one time I got lost, and it was very scary because I got lost in bear country, and I was climbing over a mountain carrying my bicycle to get to the other side, getting to Reno, Nevada. And that was pretty scary. But again, we have two choices in life. You can stop or you can keep going. And of course, I kept going. And that's what life is all about. And when we keep remembering that we can do whatever we're determined to do, then we can do it. So it was really good for me to realize I can do whatever I want to do. Just like being on this show, I can do this because I can share wisdom with people that you could never, ever give up.
I have a picture of you hitting a bear with a bicycle, smacking him. He'd be sorry he tangled with you.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lilly has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Welcome back. My guest in the studio for this segment is Tracy Herbert. She, if you just joined us, is a type 1 diabetic, has been since she was in her teens and when she was diagnosed, but has defied all the odds, doesn't have the grievous side effects and complications that were predicted for her. And those really are very serious problems. And you have managed your insulin very well. And we'll talk a little bit more about diabetes and some tips for people. But back to your astounding bike ride from one coast to the other coast, I think most of us, at least I would, have to take a break after riding around the block. What kind of support did you have besides the friends that you made along the way? You had an RV following you, that your husband Fred was there with you most of the time?
Yeah, well, he wasn't with me, but we had to have an RV because I have to have my insulin cold, because without insulin, I die. Because originally, I was just going to ride my bike across the country and just sleep on the side of the road in a tent. And then I thought, whoop, what about my insulin needs? So we bought an RV. And then so I would leave in the morning, and I would just tell Fred, you know, bye, I'm going for a bike ride. And then we'd meet up about lunchtime, and then we'd meet up again in the evening. So he'd say, this is where we're going to meet for lunch. Do you think you can do that? And then we could do that for dinner. But I was 99% of the time totally by myself on the ride. And it was very scary in certain parts of the country. I rode through the number one murder capital of the United States, and I didn't realize it until I met with a group of endocrinologists in Chicago that had told me that. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know it. But I was strong and empowered because I had a mission to say, you know what, guys, whatever you're struggling with, you can do it. But I met so many people. It was amazing. But I couldn't have done it without my husband, Fred, because he was working, and he'd work in the RV, but I couldn't have done it because he was helping me with my mapping. He was helping me, okay, how are you doing? You know, I had my daughter at home, one of my kids. She was like, okay, Mom, how's your blood sugar today? I did social media posts every morning and every evening because I, again, was trying to provide hope for people. And my daughter looked at me one day doing a Facebook Live, and she says, Mom, you're not doing very well. I can tell by your face. She says, take a break. They made me sign a contract before I left that if my health became an issue, I would stop, because living with diabetes is so challenging. And if you don't take care of yourself, what's the use? I mean, I didn't want to just ride my bicycle across California. I wanted to go from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. So I had to really take time every day to make sure my body was okay. Obviously, with my blood sugars, that was the number one priority. But there were times, there was a day here and there I would just take off because my body was worn out. And I thought, you know, as a grandmother, you got to take care of yourself.
Well, for sure. And at the end of that ride, you were on the Dr. Oz show.
Yes. They heard about the story, and they wanted me to finish up on the Dr. Oz show. And that was so much fun. He's just an amazing person. He was just as nice in person as he is on TV. And then they wanted me to do a behind the scenes with him so I could talk about what I've done because with my diabetes, because every doctor I've ever met in the last 20 years have told me the same thing. How are you still alive and what are you doing? Because again, not only am I a type 1 diabetic for now 43 years, but I rode my bicycle across the country. And when I started really researching at 17, what did I need to learn to do? It's 3Ms. I don't care. Y'all don't hear anything else today. Hear this. My 3M formula: mind, mouth, and move. You've got to have the right mindset. Again, be better, not bitter. Mouth, learn to eat to live. Don't live to eat. And move, you've got to get off your chairs and move more. Now, for you, it may not be riding across the country, Marty, unless you want to with me. But, you know, find something you enjoy, because if you enjoy it, you're going to do it over and over again. And that's where we need to really start thinking about. It's not a competition with your neighbor or your friend. It's what do you want to do and do the best you can do. And just like your mouth, learn to eat to live, don't live to eat. And I tell people, stay away from processed foods as much as possible, because that's what's harming us. And my doctor, years, when I first started wearing my continuous glucose monitor, which is just tells my blood, what my blood sugar is every 5 minutes, he started asking me, what are you doing differently? Because you're changing your breakfast, is not, you're not spiking, your blood sugars aren't going as high. Well, I quit eating the healthy American diet, which is what every person with diabetes is told to eat. And I started eating leftover salads and protein and salmon and things like that. And my sugars, blood sugar levels were flatlined, which was amazing. And I had more energy. And I started changing my mindset, thinking, I can be different. It doesn't matter what everybody is typically eating. So I really transformed my eating and been exercising. I've been exercising since I was 17, because when the doctors say you have diabetes, this is what I found in research in Europe. That's what they were all doing. They were eating different than what we were eating in the United States, and they were exercising, and they were exercising the right way.
The typical diet is why we've got so many sick people. So I really get upset with organizations like the American Diabetes Association when they recommend diets that are way, way high in carbohydrates, when there's so much evidence out there that that's not good for you. They get into a pattern, and then they don't want to get out of that pattern, because then they would have to admit they were wrong before. So they just keep on doing what they're doing, and they want to vilify meat and fat and things like that, which you have to have the protein, you have to have the fats to keep your blood sugar level.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so that's one of the main reasons I started my weekly podcast, is because people were asking me, you know, what are you doing differently? Because I'm not getting the right kind of information, or I'm concerned because my blood sugar levels aren't straight. And it's amazing how my podcast has just taken off, because and it's based on science. I mean, I'm not just saying take this magic pill and you're going to be cured whatever you have, but it's all the same things that you talk about every week on your show. It's, you know, use the right kind of supplements, which, by the way, every supplement my husband and I take, we've learned about because of your show and your sponsor. So thank you for that. But, you know, take the right kind of supplements that work for your body and what your needs are, and just start doing what you – I take scientific research every week on my podcast, but that same scientific research I use, I take to my doctor. And I print it out, and my doctor is always astonished, because I never learned any of this. And they don't have time to do that after they – you know, get out of medical school, become doctors. So that's what I feel like my job as a patient is. It's a partnership. You know, without doctors, it wouldn't be a good life we wouldn't have. But you want to help your doctor learn what the new information is. And taking stuff that we've learned here on your show and talking to your doctor is wonderful. And that's the way you want to do it. And that's what's worked best for me. And that's why I just, every week people are like, I love your podcast, and not about me, but it's about, because I'm doing things that people need to know about with or without diabetes.
Your point is well taken, and that's why in both of my books, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium and The Probiotic Cure, I put, to the chagrin of my publisher, hundreds of citations, because if a doctor gets a hold of it, he wants to know, or she wants to know, that there's science behind the recommendations. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they get most of their continuing educations from drug companies who are not that interested in chromium, for example, or magnesium, something that is important for diabetes. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the podcast. I intended to mention it earlier. I have a link to you in the description of today's show in the archives, and a link to both of your books, which I recommend. And I can't thank you enough for being here today and for the wonderful work you've done to inspire so many people. And I know you've saved lives. There's no way that's not true. And thank you, Tracy Herbert. Please go to hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu. You'll see archives, today's date, and you will find links to what we've been talking about today. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you, Marty.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Well, at the moment, we have not been able to make contact with my second guest, but we'll keep trying. Sometimes they take the 832 literally, and sometimes they're in California, and 6:30 is just before their alarm went off or something. Well, Tracy Herbert certainly was a delight. I know we could have used some more time to talk about diabetes. We did do a show with Dr. Fred Pescatore, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so, and he had a lot of helpful information. And I should point out there's a lot of useful information about diabetes on the website, hbnshow.com, click library, and there's a, let me just go there and look so I can make sure where to send you. It's under disease. There are different categories, basics of health, complaints, digestion, disease, and under disease is diabetes, and there's a lot in there about the diet that works, supplements, lifestyle, and so on. And Tracy's first book would be a good guide for anybody. It's called Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph, Lessons from 40 Years of Beating the Odds. Delightful lady. And I can't wait to dig into the other book, The Ride for Hope. I can do it in little bits and pieces because each day kind of stands alone. And I know it was quite an adventure, one that I would not be inclined to duplicate because it just so ambitious for somebody without a chronic illness like that. And I think we didn't really get into this, but type 1 diabetes is, I think, most widely believed to be an autoimmune disease, where in her case, she said the virus took out her pancreas. It might be the immune system taking out the pancreas, trying to go after the virus. But autoimmune diseases in general, the first place most of us in the health, natural health field look is the gastrointestinal tract. And interestingly, that's one of the things I talked about in the blog this week about the brain, because you don't, if you were worried about dementia, you might not be inclined to think about the intestinal tract, but that kind of highway between the brain and the gut is now the subject of so many scientific papers. There's a whole branch of medicine looking at the gut-brain axis, because those friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract, they take our food, they digest it into substances that send signals to every system of the body. And I think probably most of us have had an experience somewhere along the line where our gut kind of got sluggish, we were constipated, and it dampened our mood. It made us grouchy and unhappy. Well, that's just one example. And when you think about the bacteria making more melatonin than isn't made in the brain, it used to be thought it was just in the pituitary gland, but no, it turns out that 400 times more is made in the intestinal tract. And just recent research shows that not having enough melatonin, which we think of for sleep or jet lag, contributes to increased risk of diabetes. So all these things are interconnected, and it's hard to just pick out one thing and say, okay, I'll just do this and everything will be okay. And I had something else here, another clipping about metformin, which I'd say probably most diabetics take this medication. Be aware that it depletes vitamin B12, and if you get low in vitamin B12, you can have permanent nerve damage. So you should supplement with B12 if you're on metformin. And another thing that depresses our B12 is taking these drugs for heartburn, because we need the stomach acid in order for the stomach to make the B12 like it's supposed to. Well, we can take some calls. We don't have our guest yet, so maybe we can find out what you want to know. We're at 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. And this guest was arranged by an agent for one of our sponsors, so it wasn't one that I directly coordinate with. So sometimes I think the problem is I haven't checked in close enough to the radio date, but that's not what's going on here. Again, give us a call. 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. I have made announcements before about if you use a smart speaker or are streaming, especially we know it's a problem with KWRD in the North Texas, Southern Oklahoma area, but maybe in some other areas too, we're investigating that. it turns out that they go through iHeartRadio, and iHeartRadio substitutes their commercials for ours, and even sometimes takes whole segments and turns it into commercials, and we can't have that. We've got a fix in the works for K-Word, and I'm checking all the others. But meantime, the thing to do is say, Alexa or Siri or whatever, play KJCE. That's a station in Austin that doesn't go through iHeartRadio, and so you can get the full content. And I'm so proud of our sponsors. As you heard from Tracy Herbert, people listen to this and take these products, and so they've got to be top-notch, and they are. And I don't want some other supplements being put into our show when I haven't reviewed them and I don't know what they're about. So I have full confidence in everything that we advertise, and that music means we've got a break coming up here, but we do have a caller and we'll be right back. Be a part of the show, 800-281-8255. I meant to mention that in the newsletter, I had an update. I put a lot of things in the newsletter that are not in the blog, and one of the things was an update about showing a video of Dr. Fauci talking about false positives with the testing. That was interesting. We'll be right back. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Nut allergy now affects 2 American children in every classroom of 30. Health investigator Bill Sardi discovered the cause: lack of 3 nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, and fiber with bran. To prevent these deficiencies, Bill Sardi formulated a superior children's multivitamin called First in Class. It's the first of its kind. This 2-a-day multivitamin is great for every child, allergic or not, and it costs just 26 cents a day. Buy 3 bottles and get 1 free. That's an 8-month supply at a cost of just 20 cents a day. First in Class includes all the lettered vitamins, important trace minerals, and even lutein for the eyes. Kids' gummy vitamins simply do not provide growing children what their bodies need. Buy First in Class multivitamin for kids from LifespanNutrition.com. LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. Again, 800-247-5731. Make your kids first in their class.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And we're back. We've got some interesting calls coming in, so let's go to Liz in Dallas. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Thank you.
You have a question?
Yes. My niece called me last night. She's in Tennessee. She's turning 50 this year. She had a physical yesterday, and she's never been a good fan of water. And now the doctors are telling her she's got to drink water. And, you know, she's wearing about a size 14, and she adopted last year 5 kids from kids that nobody wanted them from ages 5 to 12. And so she called me and said, what do? I got to learn to drink water if I want to live. And I got to get up this morning and start getting things together. Can you help me on any suggestions?
Water is really crucial, and most people don't drink enough. Drinking other beverages is not a substitute.
What you've been doing?
First of all, you've got to get really good, clean water, because some people don't like water because of whatever's in the local water, and maybe it hasn't been purified enough. Getting a reverse osmosis filter is a good place to start.
Okay.
But even if you just get a countertop pitcher filter, at least that makes the water taste better. It doesn't necessarily remove everything I'd like to get out of the water. But that's first. Second, I recommend measuring out how much you should drink during the day.
Okay.
Have it visible so that you can see what your progress is.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount, a rough rule of thumb is, if you take your weight and divide that in half, that's how many ounces of water you should drink a day. And so if you measure it out, monitor it, sip it throughout the day, have it always by your hand so that at any time you think of it, you can take a little sip and not try to just glug down a whole bunch at one time. That will help. Some people find if they put just a little squeeze of lemon in the water, it makes it more appealing. So whatever it takes.
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for looking out for it, Liz.
Thank you. I love your show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Okay. I think next up is Robert in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Good morning. You are the smartest woman on this planet.
Oh, man. Gosh. how much do I have to send the check for?
You don't. I don't know if you've been informed. I have heart disease, a pacemaker. I'll be 70 next month. But I take the Kyolic, and been having to take Tylenol due to like headaches, but fatigue is my main problem. And I was referred by my vitamin specialist to start taking Emerald multivitamin, and she said it is time release.
Well, I'm not familiar with that brand. What I am familiar with is Molecular Multi, and it's the best one I've ever found. The nutrients in it are in the form that the body likes and in the doses that do the amount of good that we want. And so I recommend Molecular Multi, and that's what
well,
I take.
Is that available, ma'am, is that available in most health food places like Sprouts?
No, unfortunately, you have to order it directly. I have links on the website under sponsors and under shop. If that had to be marked up for the distributors and the retailers, it would cost 3 times as much. And that's why it has to go direct, because you're getting such a great value. And it doesn't have to be so expensive. If you can swallow hard and buy 3 at one time, you get 2 free. That gets the cost down to about $1 a day. And if that's still too much, you can take half a dose, and we're talking about 50 cents. So I think most people can find something else in their budget to get rid of in order to be able to take that. But it has so many of the nutrients that work together to create energy in the body and protect the mitochondria, which in the cells is where the energy is created. That's the best place to start. And I'm glad you're taking chiolic. That's important as well.
Well, I don't have a computer, Marty. Do they have an 800 number or something like that?
They do, and I will get that for you here in a second.
Okay.
It is 800-247-5731.
Okay. 247-5731.
That's it.
5731. Well, thank you very much, Marty, and I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, thank you, Robert. That makes me feel real good to know that we haven't run you off.
Well, that's why I take the chiolic. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. James in Houston, if you can ask your question real quick, I'll answer it on the other side of this break. James?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love your show. I wanted to ask you, what supplements can I take to lower my blood pressure?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with magnesium, just because we need it for so many other things as well. And chiolic garlic has a really great blood pressure combination that contains an amino acid, threonine, that's very relaxing to the blood vessels. I have one more thought about that when we come back from this break.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We're just kind of winging it here with questions from our listeners, and I'm so glad you supported me with calling in them. James in Houston was asking about supplement for blood pressure, and I said magnesium and chiolic. This chiolic blood pressure formula, which is number 109, I never remember if it's 109 or 107. 107 is the cholesterol product. It has the aged garlic extract, but it also contains theanine, which is very relaxing, and anti-stress, which, of course, stress runs blood pressure up. And it contains natto kinase. That is a fermented soy product, which I think, for me, is the worst-smelling, worst-tasting food substance on the planet. It's popular in Japan for some reason, but they have put it in the capsule so you don't have to eat it. And another thing to look into are supplements that increase nitric oxide in the body, which I hope maybe starting in January we'll have a good excuse to talk about more. But that relaxes the blood vessels so the blood pressure goes down. We might be able to just squeeze in one more. Linda in Colorado, you're on Healthy by Nature.
Real good. My question is about negative ion generators.
Yes.
I haven't heard you talk lately about them, and I'd still like to get one if it doesn't generate too much of the bad ozone.
Oh, no, none at all. I actually have one that I bring with me to the studio, and I plug it in every morning when I get here, and it seems to control whatever it is in the studio that was making me cough. I had I don't know whether it's the walls are carpeted, so if it's dust or mold or whatever it is, the ionbox.net is the one that I recommend. And there's an ad for it on the home page. They're not a sponsor anymore, but they were before, and I still want people to know about it. And so if you go to hbnshow.com, look on the right-hand side, you'll see a hand holding one. That's how small they are. They're inexpensive. You can put one in two or three places in your house. You can take it with you on trips and put it to work in a motel. It gets not only dust and allergens out of the air, but also bacteria, viruses. And so it's a smart thing to have working for you in these challenging times. Well, thank you for your call, Linda, and thanks for listening up there in Colorado. Well, folks, we will be back again next week, most likely with a guest, although today is proof that that's not a guarantee, but we try. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks again to Tracy Herbert for coming into the studio and lighting up our lives. This is Marty Whittakin, over and out until next week, and take care.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.